Shalom, shalom. This is day number 10. Increase peace is our theme. You know, in the world that is full of chaos and uncertainties, the value of peace becomes a precious commodity, a glorious treasure that can transform our lives and the world around us. So let's rejoice and be determined to be those vessels that activate the law of shalom. You see, God's peace, his divine peace, it is a great tool to win in life. You see, in times when peace seems missing, life becomes challenging, the journey becomes difficult, but it's crucial to remember that divine peace is the supply from God and we can access it. We don't have to live a life of turning each way. Other words, tossing and turning. And being tormented because lack of peace. You see, as we navigate through these challenging times, let us be intentional, seeking and tapping into the wellspring of God's peace, allowing it to anchor us and to guide us and become a source of strength in the face of life storms. You see, in this pursuit, we discover that even in the midst of chaos, we have the power to cultivate strength through the Spirit of God and through our connection with the divine source of or supply of the shalom. You know, Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. In every way, the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a good place that you just rejoice and thank the Lord for being with you. You see, the transformation power of peace holds the key to unlock God's abundant treasure and making it the seemingly impossible. You know those things folks told you couldn't do, you couldn't have, you couldn't be. It becomes possible. And so when we embrace a state of inner calm and serenity, it is an act that swings the doors open to God's treasure chest of blessings and opportunities. So in the presence of peace, barriers are dissolved. Pathways to divine favor becomes clear. It's through this transcendent connection with God that we find strength, we find wisdom, and we find courage to face challenge heads on. Other words, we're not saying peekaboo, where's God? We're saying we see that there is a enemy in the camp and I have the grace, I've been in power to exercise kingdom authority, the authority that we have in Christ. Because outside of the out of Christ, we have no authority. You see, as we allow those forces of peace to permeate in our life, in other words, working on the inside, working on the outside, accomplishing the plan of God, we position ourselves to receive the extraordinary and witness the miraculous unfolding the plan of God. In other words, the quietness of that peaceful heart, that limitless potential of God's promises is revealed. You see, from Genesis to Revelation, we can discover some awesome templates of those who went before us, who remained steadfast in peace. They were not going to move. They were not going to give up. And we should have that same mentality. After you have done all, you still stand. You see, one of great example is Daniel, who's in the face of threatening, being thrown in the lion's den, maintain unwavering faith and peace in God's protection. Because he assured that God loved him. He assured that this shalom of God he had access to. Another example is Joseph, who experienced betrayal of his brothers, slavery and imprisonment in Egypt. Excuse me. In spite of these hardships, Joseph held on his trust in God's plan and eventually rose above that which was trying to rob him from accessing the plan of God. And he triumphed. And another one is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is a great example and is an inspiration example, who in spite of being persecuted in prison and various trials, Paul is steadfast. Paul is consistent in having a deep sense of peace and contentment as seen in his letters. And you can go back and read it in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 11 and 13. See, and then we got this awesome who trumpet off of all illustration of peace is Jesus, our Messiah. He's an ultimate example of perfect peace in the face of opposition, in the face of betrayal, in the face of being crucified. Jesus, he remained profound sense of peace, surrendering to God with wills and leave a legacy of peace for all of his disciples to follow. You see, these biblical examples, they teach us that maintaining peace is not based on the circumstances, but on our trust in God's sovereignty and faithfulness. Let's be models of Christ, who conquer all that aim to rob us from living in the dimension of his absolute peace. The peace to rule, the peace to reign, the peace to be a model, a peace to leave a legacy that is reflection of Christ's legacy. You see, today as we pray the mysteries of God in the earth, remember, on the weekend, we pray in the Spirit. Happy consecration, day number 10. This is the last day of our consecration for 2024. Hallelujah. And don't forget, Monday at 7 o'clock, we're going to close out this consecration. Hallelujah. With a celebration of Thanksgiving. Love you all. Be blessed. Happy consecration. And let's release and bombard the heavens with strong intercession that we pray the mysteries of God in. Love you. God bless you. Be amazing. Shalom.